Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can catch us where you get your podcasts. Just search The Rob O'Donnell Show and via your smart speakers. I was using them today in the house. You just talk out to your smart speaker, say, hey, I'm not going to say the name, play WILK News Radio. And you got to punctuate it pretty good or else it messes it up a lot of times. But it's WILK News Radio. And it'll say playing WILK News Radio on Odyssey. And then it plays it live, maybe a commercial or two, but then it picks it up live. So you can check us out that way, too, or anywhere on the internet. You go to WILKNewsRadio.com, click play live, and you got us. It's been a hell of a week, huh? Wow. You know, last night was probably the first night I got a decent night's sleep. I've been waking up at either 2:30 or 3:30 in the morning most of the week, unable to get it. And it's just the time of year. I get that. And you know, between the anniversary of September 11th and then we have the incident with the political assassination of Charlie Kirk. And then today, a lot of you may not know, is the 23rd anniversary of the passing of my dad. I lost him at the age of 59. He was 59 years old, suffering from colon cancer that was in remission, then came back and came back so spread. I sat on the one-year anniversary of 9/11. I sat in a hospice here in Scranton, and I could not commend the staff members there so much. It was the one-year anniversary of 9/11. I'm sitting with my dad, who was just admitted to hospice. They were giving him less than a few hours. And, I wouldn't leave his side. My mom was there, and then she went home late that evening. And I was just a mess. I was a basket case. And again, the way the staff there took care of me was probably equal to how they took care of the other hospice patients. Because I was a mess. I'm not afraid to say that. I was a basket case. The one-year anniversary of 9/11, I'm watching it on TV, the one-year memorial, as my dad, my hero, lays next to me, passing away. And with the thought of losing him on the one-year anniversary of 9/11, he held on for an hour and 8 minutes into 9/12 and passed just after 1 o'clock in the morning on 9/12. I was there when he took his last breaths, and it's just another memory and burden that I have for this week, that anniversary of 9/11, and then having to do his funeral, which I spoke at in front of a lot of the people that I worked with that came out for his funeral. And had a discussion while I memorialized my dad at that service, saying that I've been around a lot of heroes over the past year from 9/11. I've seen what they do day in and day out, and my hero woke up every morning in Madisonville, Pennsylvania, against immeasurable odds, knowing that you are going to leave this earth, just not know when, but it's going to be soon. And woke up every day with a positive attitude that he was going to fight, that he was going to live his life to the fullest and enjoy his family. And that's what we did. So I have no regrets there. And then after he passed, we found that he had manila envelopes in his nightstand of the house, to where he wrote notes to every member of my family, including my son, who was only six at the time, six or seven, handwritten drawings. My father was a very good artist with a pencil, handwritten drawings, and letters that we, you know, he had a childhood letter that I typed to my dad when I was, I don't know, 8, 9, or 10, that we'd have no clue that he kept. My mother didn't have any clue that he kept. And, you know, had that in there to return to me. And things like that. I really don't know the full depth of what was in anyone else's letters except for my son's. He had a hand drawing of my son's profile that he took while he was sitting next to him one day. And, you know, things like that. So that's, again, today, just another memory for me of this week. And it's just been one of those weeks. And seeing the things on social media, seeing the people, and I cannot commend the governor of Utah enough to talk about social media and telling parents to get their kids off this virus of social media and get them outside to touch some grass. He's been extremely well spoken through this whole event, and I applaud him for that. But to see that some of the comments on social media, libs of TikTok have been doing a great job. Scott Presler has been doing a good job of really highlighting the disgustingness of human nature out there, from people who are celebrating this murder, this assassination of a young father and husband. And it's become apparently clear looking at all this. Listen, there's a lot of you out there that disagree with me. I get your comments on my social media. And the realization is, and a good friend of mine, my mentor in radio, Larry O'Connor from D.C., said it as well, that the unfortunate thing is there will be people who will celebrate my death if it happens. And that's a reality of today. That's a reality today. That's where people seem to go to justify their feelings. And it's astonishing, though, looking at who's being highlighted. And I know it's being focused in these areas, but it should be. People in our medical field, people in our teaching field that are outwardly posting these things. And they're being called out, and people are saying, well, you know, it's disgusting to ruin their lives to dox it. No, you know what's disgusting? Being a person of influence and a person of authority who is celebrating the death of another human being simply because you disagreed with them. Simply because you disagreed with them. And we have I have a really good monologue for today at the 5:30 hour that we're going to kind of tie all this together. So I hope you stick around for that. There are the updates in the case. The arrest was made this morning. I said yesterday that I would be very surprised if it wasn't made either late last night or by the morning, and of course it was. 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, turned in by his dad through a minister, family friend minister intermediary with law enforcement. I can't imagine what that dad was trying to cope with coming to the realization. But as per some of the stuff that's been brought out through the investigation, is at that dinner table, the alleged shooter, Tyler Robinson, in front of the family, announced that Charlie Kirk was coming to the University of Utah and that he was troubled by his presence there, and said he did not like him. He was a fascist, demonized a lot of people. And again, it was his right to feel that way. But everyone who says these things, you know, show me the proof of that, because he didn't agree with the transgender acceptance, saying that it's a psychological issue. Well, it is. Gender dysphoria is a medical diagnosis. And it's not only being supported and accepted, but being promoted. You know, if I wanted to pretend I'm a car and go on 81 and run down the highway as fast as I can pretending to be a car, are people going to say, no, it's his right to think he's a car? No, and I'm not making light of this, but let's be serious now. And you could pretend you are whoever you want, but when it starts affecting other people is when this became an issue. When you are competing with other people in sports, when you are entering other people's personal spaces, it becomes a problem. It becomes an issue. You've made it an issue. So what we have seen here, and you can go look at them for yourselves. There's people here in our area that have done the same, and some of them being politicians or teachers or business owners have taken down those posts because they have gotten across the spectrum pushback from both Democrats and Republicans, saying this is just disgusting. And obviously they realized, oh, maybe I crossed a line here I shouldn't have crossed. But why are we crossing those lines to begin with? How can you celebrate someone's death simply because you disagreed with them? Someone you probably never met. Now, I've had the honor of meeting Charlie Kirk, a very nice individual, very well-spoken individual. And if you look at his events at these college campuses, he was not screaming and yelling at people and calling them names. Actually, it was quite the opposite, because people who could not debate logically with him turned to name-calling, turned to screaming at him, turned to calling him names they could not support. And if you think this is going to silence him or his movement, no, it's not at all. It's not going to silence much of anything. As a matter of fact, I just was looking at the Republican Party of Pennsylvania. The chairman, Rothman, spoke at a Charlie Kirk vigil at the University of Pittsburgh today. Students at the University of Pittsburgh organized a vigil after the political assassination of Charlie Kirk earlier this week. Violence has no part in political discourse, something Charlie often spoke about. We pray for his wife, children, and friends, and we hope the criminals who took part in this vile act are brought to swift justice. Well, it looks like the start of that is already starting. That was posted by the Pennsylvania Republican Party. Charlie Kirk's wife, widow now, Erica, on the way back when she returned to her home of Phoenix, Arizona, upon Air Force Two, which was a very moving tribute to where the vice president literally had his hand on Charlie Kirk's casket as they walked him to Air Force Two. And some people might ask, well, why were there military honors with an Air Force honor guard? Because it was going on Air Force Two, and that's the only individuals that can do that. That's why that is. She rolled down the window because the streets were lined with supporters and friends and family members. She rolled down the window of the car she was in, obviously distraught and in tears, and held up the crucifix that Charlie was wearing when he was shot, that I'm sure that she's been embracing since she arrived in Utah to be there to escort her love home. That type of faith, and in faith you will be strong. There's no doubt of that. And I know there's a lot of talk now about, you know, should this be a federal case? Should this be a state case? How's going to handle it? Should there be the death penalty? Should there not be the death penalty? I think we need to take into consideration, well, first of all, homicide charges, murder charges are a state charge. And I think this is best left in the realm of the state. I'm all for federal enhancement, but I don't think they should take the lead on this. Utah has a very conservative justice system. They have the death penalty. And I think we've seen from the governor down, the leadership there wants to see justice here, and whatever that justice may be. But given the Kirk family is a family of faith, what are their wishes? What do they want to see here? And I think we need to take a step back. I know it's easy for us to say we want this person to get the death penalty. It's easy for me to say that. But maybe that's not what the family wants. Maybe their wishes are going to be a little different. So I just caution to take a pause and let's let not only the justice system, because the justice system could obviously ask for the death penalty and get it. And at the sentence, if a family member for Charlie Kirk comes up and says, this is not our wishes, this is not what Charlie stood for. And I'm not saying they're going to do that. I'm saying they could. And based on the type of family that I know them to be of faith, it very well could be. You also have to look into the fact that the father of this alleged shooter was the catalyst that turned this in. It had to be the hardest thing ever done by a father. It had to be. I mean, you know your child is facing the death penalty. You know your child is going to be placed as the poster child of hate across America, but yet you did the right thing and you picked up the phone to someone you knew had contacts with local law enforcement, a local minister, and arranged to have this done so it wasn't done with a SWAT team entering their house. And we'll find out more information about this. We'll talk more about the case and the specifics, and I know the conspiracy theories out there. And I'm not saying they're not valid or not shouldn't be looked into. I said yesterday everything should be looked into. There, you cannot never go into an investigation with tunnel vision. You have to look with a wide spectrum and narrow that down. And that goes from the writing on the casings to the gun itself. Was the gun taken apart? Was it ever in the backpack? Was it not in the backpack? There is video when he jumps off the roof, when he's walking across the grassy area, that not only did he have the backpack on his back, but he had a long, thin object that fell out of his hands when he fell to the ground from the roof that he picked up and was running across the grass with. And it was obviously wrapped in either a bag, some sort of sock, or maybe a towel, which coincides with that they found the gun wrapped in a towel in the wooded area when he entered there. They also have video chats on a Discord, which is a gaming chat site, with one of his roommates stating that he had to go back and he wanted to retrieve that gun before he realized that they have already done that and traced his steps. So there's a lot of parts here. I posted some analysis on social media showing how easy it is to conceal a full-size rifle like that. He was walking with a limp. They say it was down his pant leg. Listen, if I can hide a comparable size, long, full-size rifle in my leg and you would not see it, I'm sure this thin 22-year-old with baggy pants and a sweatshirt could easily do so. And I show how possible that is on my Facebook page. And again, that's not discounting anything. It's just saying a lot of the facts and evidence is not leaning in that direction. I know everybody wants to believe there's a grassy knoll, or everybody wants to not take the government at its face value. Listen, the people that are overseeing this case were personal friends with Charlie Kirk. They are not covering things up. They are not going to let something get covered up. Let the investigation take place. Let the trial take place. Let the family bury their loved ones, and let the nation start to go in a different direction, because we have to. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Let's brighten things up on this Friday, right? Friday, September 12th here on WILK News Radio. First of all, let me thank our show sponsor, Whitman Lawn Care. Whitman Lawn Care, call them today. And let your lawn be one of the neighbors can't stop talking about. You can visit them at whitmanlawncare.com for more information. Let's go to the phone now. We have talking about the Luzerne County Pumpkin Festival. Alyssa, you there?
Yeah, I am. How are you, Rob?
Doing very good. So you got this great event coming up. Let's cheer the area up and tell us all about it.
All right. It is the Luzerne Fall Pumpkin Festival right here in the town of Luzerne, and it is put on by our Merchants Association, and it is tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We've got a lot of entertainment. We've got McAllister, Chase Who, which I don't know if you've ever heard of them. They're 16 and 17-year-old guys, and these guys play classic rock like if you've never heard it before. I mean, just really talented kids. And then, of course, Lost at the Rodeo. We've got our own Joan Harris Dance Center that does their numbers here in town. We've got a free petting zoo. We've got free pony rides. And the petting zoo, have you ever seen those little miniature cows, the Highland cows that they have? We're going to have those for people to pet.
Wow, I've seen them. I've seen pictures of them. I've never seen them in person.
Yeah, so you get to come and meet them, and baby bunnies, their eyes should be open by Saturday. We've got a mechanical bull. We've got bounce houses. We've got an adult bounce house this time, with the wine vendors. I don't know if that's such a good idea, but we're gonna find out. We're not sure how that's going to work, but it'll be fun anyway. So we're just having such a great day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There's free pumpkins for the kids, of course, as long as the supplies last, and they get to decorate them here, and we get face painting. We've got over 170 vendors and it's right here on Main Street in Luzerne.
Wow. So right on Main Street in Luzerne, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow.
You got it.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling us in. Give us something to smile about. I love the beginning of fall here in Northeast Pennsylvania. The nights have been getting cooler, so this is going to be a great day. And you got great weather for it, too.
Yes. Well, I pray over it. Every single year I pray over this event. It's God's event, not mine. So
yeah. Well, you guys do a great work over there. So I'm glad you called and let us know about it. Again, that's the Luzerne County Pumpkin Festival in Luzerne Township.
The Little Luzerne Borough.
Okay.
Luzerne Fall Pumpkin Festival.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for checking in with us and letting the people know.
Thanks so much.
Take care. You too. And happy fall for that. That's a great event if you're looking for something to do tomorrow. It's 3:31 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's 3:35, 78 degrees on this beautiful Friday, September 12th. Even though it doesn't feel like it, look outside, look up at the beautiful sky, and take some deep breaths. Close your eyes and let it all move away from you for a couple minutes. Let it all get out of your system. Take some deep breaths of fresh air, this country air here in Northeast Pennsylvania, and try to center yourself again. I know it's hard when the world is spinning to find our personal centers, but find them. Make it a point to find them. Again, one of the things we talk about, and I talk about especially, is sitting down and having family time with your children, with your family. Sitting down, make sure you have meals with them and dinners and breakfasts as much as you can. Well, you know, this was the case here. This alleged shooter, you know, the reports coming out from the family are they were having a family dinner just a couple days ago as a family together, talking about things, talking about issues. And it doesn't appear that he said anything troubling, just of his dislike for Charlie Kirk, and that he was in fact coming, and that he thought he was a fascist and didn't like the things he talked about and some other things, but nothing real outwardly threatening. I mean, how many times do we hear, you know, heard from my kids all the time they didn't like something. But it doesn't mean I thought there was any inkling that they would take action on it. So it's, again, not an infallible system, but be involved in your kids' life. This is a great weekend to do something special with them, that pumpkin festival that we just talked about. You know, to even your grown kids, take them to this. You got kids with grandkids, take them to this. Spend some time. Grab your teenager's hands and hold their hand. You know, mom, grab your daughter's hand, your son's hand. And if they look at you strange, just say, you'll always be my kid, and I love you. And if it only lasts a couple of minutes or only lasts a couple of seconds, it was still that reach out, that move that did that. You know, I end every conversation with every one of my kids with I love you, and they respond back to me. Sometimes with one of them, I have to wait and pause and say, you didn't say something. But she's gotten more and more used to it now, so to the point where now I don't have to anymore. But they know that the last words I've ever said to them, if something happens to me, was I love you. And that's every time I see them, every phone call. When I see close friends, not only do I shake their hand, but I embrace them. And that was taught to me by a good friend of mine a long time ago, that let the people closest to you, let the people that are special to you know that they are. You know, some text messages I get into the station. We were talking about the return of Charlie Kirk's body on Air Force Two. I got a text message. Why Air Force Two? Talk about a waste of taxpayer dollars. Well, here's why. Because Charlie Kirk was a personal friend of the vice president, and the vice president can because it's his plane. Yes, arranged by the taxpayers, but he decides where it goes and when it goes. So that's why. And maybe you think it's a waste of taxpayer dollars. I thought it was fitting because this person was executed simply because of his political beliefs, and he was outwardly talking about that. There was a video on social media of a young girl in a Texas college, a Texas university, where fellow students were celebrating the video of Charlie Kirk getting killed the day it happened, the moment it happened. They were passing around the video and laughing and celebrating it, saying, good. And a girl who had her phone on said, why are we celebrating the murder of another human being? And those in the crowd immediately started attacking her. And she held her ground. And you know what? I think you're going to have more and more conservatives and Republicans hold their ground. You know, it's funny because I have people that I know that work in very liberal environments. Here in Northeast Pennsylvania, the amount of people that walk up to them and say, hey, I listen to your husband every day. Tell him, keep it up. But I can't say anything here because you know where we work. The amount of people. But you know what? Your conservative, your Republicans, don't remain silent anymore. Don't look for conflict. Know your facts and speak your mind. Don't be afraid to share something on social media. Don't be afraid to speak up. I understand that it's easier to sit and not have the focus put on you. This young girl in that Texas university class could as easily just filmed and remained silent and posted on social media and said, look, but no, she spoke up and immediately got targeted for speaking up against them. And that's their stance, the mob mentality. That's how they work. That's how Antifa works. That's how these groups work, that mob mentality. And it's interesting, the only comeback I've really heard is, oh, look at the nastiness of your president. Well, first of all, it was your president too, so thank you for that. And they bring up January 6th. 4.5 years ago, that's the best they can come up with, because the political violence since then has been them. If you're reaching back 4 years for trying to justify what happened this week, you're losing the argument. So keep it up, please, because you look ridiculous. But it just shows how weak your argument is. People who are this passive aggressive, well, I think Charlie Kirk was despicable and disgusting, but you know, no one should be shot and killed. Well, if you have to add that part, you're a sad human being. And again, this person who texted in the show, why Air Force Two, talk about a waste of taxpayer dollars? My response was simply, God bless you. Simple as that. There is another texter saying, worried about my safety, about some of the comments they see directed at me and the name calling and such. And I was very, very open with you that if something were ever to happen to me, there are people, I've come to the conclusion, there are people in Northeast Pennsylvania that will celebrate that. And that's unfortunate. It's not just me. It's anyone they don't disagree with, because it's been okay with them. They have justified it in their mind that the threat has been removed because they have been brainwashed to believe what I say here on the radio, that's just a different point of view than yours, is a physical threat to you. So much so that someone climbed a roof with a rifle and shot somebody. So much so that somebody climbed another roof and shot a presidential candidate, which, mind you, probably would have turned this nation on its head with the retribution that would have took place if that was successful. This, I think, in turn, because of what Charlie stood for, you are going to see a wave of college conservatives and Republicans start to speak out, start to no longer be the silent majority, because believe me, they're there. And if you look at the registered voters coming out of colleges, 18 to 23, look at the numbers. You don't have a leader, Democrats. You don't have a message. You don't have a platform. And you're grasping onto straws with what you have. And the results are showing. The results are showing. Just look at registered voters. They are fleeing from the Democrat Party because your party is a mess. You've become radicalized, and you're still trying to justify it today. When a young man and father and husband is killed on live TV, there's video of it with blood pouring out of the side of his head. People are celebrating it. Teachers are celebrating it. University professors and doctors in education are celebrating it. Nurses, people in the Department of Defense are celebrating it. But you know what? A lot of them are being suspended and fired. In Florida, Ron DeSantis has already suspended a dozen teachers for posting stuff. The Department of Defense, the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, has already came out and said anyone who posts something disparaging about the murder of an American citizen will be dealt with. Yes, you have freedom of speech, but you do not have freedom from consequence, and that goes to your job if you work in a setting to where you're in the care, custody, and a responsibility of our children, of our Defense Department, of a medical facility. So keep spouting and documenting the hate you have in your heart, because you are being recognized. You are being noticed. From businesses here in Scranton to teachers here in Northeast Pennsylvania to our politicians, keep posting the nonsense you're posting, because you're losing and you're drowning in your own party. And I have a story to show how your own party is imploding within itself later today. part of the success of the Democrat Party is to get their act together, because you are floundering right now. Look at voter registration. Look at young voter registration. Look at people switching from Democrat to Republican. Look at your cast of candidates or possible candidates that are out there. Look at the fact that your party as a nation pushed aside a decent candidate, which I think would have won you the presidency if Josh Shapiro would have been chosen as vice president, pushed him aside simply because he was Jewish. But Democrats want to ignore that part. But make no mistake, that was the key. The fact that he's not even polling in the top 10 leads you to believe how helpless the Democrat Party, the true Democrat Party as a moderate organization, is. Keep letting the radicals take your group over. It's 3:45 here at WILK. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. We're coming up on the Bloomberg Money Minute here, but text messages continue that just prove my point. You know, the individual who texted in, why Air Force Two? Talk about a waste of taxpayer dollars. And my response was simply, God bless you. Their response back to me was, will not grieve a disgusting researcher's belief system, human beings such as Charlie Kirk. What goes around comes around. God bless you. Thanks for proving my point. And a life as a coward must be sad. But the hate inside you will one day eat you up. So I hope the best. I hope you find some sort of religion, whatever that may be. I hope you find respect for your common person. And research his belief system? Well, I pretty much know his belief system. Yes, he believed the trans ideology was a mental illness. He believed in the nuclear family. He believed in the church and religion. He believed in that family circle. He believed that college kids should not just be indoctrinated in their campuses, but should be more open-minded to the opposing views. And he was very successful at that. If you could find me difference there, he believed in our First Amendment right. He believed in our Second Amendment right. He believed in our Constitution. If you find that disgusting and that belief system, well, maybe you're the problem and not him. Time for the Bloomberg. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Someone said they're going to turn the station off because they don't need to be yelled at the whole show. Why do I yell at the audience the entire show? Do I yell the entire show? I don't believe so. I just asked Jake. He said no. Maybe I got a little passionate over the last segment because, yeah, people are killing Americans because they disagree with them. So, yeah, it's something to be passionate about. But I don't often get emotional. I don't often get my Irish up, yes, it is an emotional topic. But to say I always yell the entire show, I think that's not the case. But if it makes you feel better, then have at it. Have at it indeed. Looking at some text messages coming in. And thank you for proving my point on the earlier text. Yesterday, while we were on the air doing the 9/11 show, I told you of some breaking news that the United States Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, was on a lockdown for an active shooter. It was indeed the case. There was a lockdown for a possible active shooter in an abundance of caution. What happened is there was an online threat made on a chat group that said that a former midshipman who was kicked out of the academy has already snuck into Bancroft Hall, which is the world's largest dormitory. It holds 4,400 students in a single building. So it's the world's largest single dormitory. I know there's schools out there that have more dormitories in their campus. This is the largest continuous single dormitory in the world. That's what their website says. That he snuck in and was going to shoot up the dormitory. It's called Dahlgren Hall. That's where their dormitory is called. They did a trace, federal agents did a trace of the IP address, and it did come back to that former midshipman's issued laptop, again, which is wiped clean, and he gets to keep his laptop because it's unusable for anyone else at that point. So it's wiped of all DOD, and it's just basically your general laptop. That's more advanced than you could probably buy at the store now. It's usually a couple of years more advanced than what is commercially available, which is why when they graduate in 4 years, it's about something that you could buy in the stores at that time. So the IP address came back to that laptop, which gave them some validity. Okay, this threat did come from a laptop that this midshipman was issued. So out of an abundance of caution, they locked down the Annapolis dormitory. They put out an alert message to everyone, and there was also chatter that he may have been dressed as a police officer in order to gain access and walk around. Simply, if you're a midshipman coming and going, they have to scan their IDs to open locked doors to get into the buildings. But obviously, if there's 20 or 30 of you, the door's held open for each of you. So if you're wearing the uniform, if you look like you belong there, a lot of times you can just get in, especially if a police officer comes walking up and they open up and sees a police officer coming in where they do their routine sweeps of the buildings, they would obviously hold the door open. So here's an individual, if he got some uniform items and was able to do that, there's a good chance he may have gained access into the building. Well, what had happened, they're saying now that there were three injuries. There was someone shot by an accidental discharge by a police officer who was airlifted from the scene, and two other minor injuries. Now, what has happened, from what I'm finding out, is that the police officer that was doing sweeps, one of the police officers, the Navy police that were doing sweeps of the building, saw an individual that looked like the photo of the midshipman that was there. They were on lockdown, so they should not have been walking throughout the halls. He challenged this individual at gunpoint to get on the ground. Another midshipman who knew the midshipman who was being put on the ground as a friend, their roommates, thought that the police officer was the shooter because they got reports that the active shooter may have been dressed as a police officer. So the fact that it was a misunderstanding is one thing, but that midshipman took his ceremonial M1 rifle. It's a non-operational rifle that they do parades with. And he struck the police officer with the butt of the gun to put him down. And at that time, the gun discharged and accidentally shot the real midshipman who was on the ground in the arm. There was a struggle between the midshipman and this officer until it was determined that that was a real officer and the person he was trying to put on the ground was a real midshipman, and that the former midshipman that instigated this whole thing by putting this threat online or coming from his computer was actually present in the Midwest, nowhere near the academy. So it was a lot of misinformation that was put out there. It was a lot of, and that was the biggest threat. The misinformation was the biggest threat during this real active shooter lockdown in an abundance of caution. But it just goes to show how when these swattings or these active shooter situations get out of control, how easy they can be escalate out of control. And again, I give everyone kudos for doing the right thing. The misinformation, you know, aspect of it needs to be looked into. But for this Naval Academy midshipman with being unarmed and just an inert rifle to take on an armed person he thought was an active shooter just goes to show the caliber of our military moving forward, that he was willing to take on an armed assailant unarmed to save his friend who was on the ground and he thought was being about to be shot by an active shooter. Now, it turns out that was a real police officer taking action because the police officer thought that midshipman who should have been in his room was the active shooter. So that confusion, how it spirals out of control, we could just see. It's coming up on 4 o'clock. We'll be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life.
Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.